out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. Yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tear your fucking pastor, Robin Master. Take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them in. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Robux. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Redialed and reconnected, so I'm trying to check and see if the sound is any better. So if somebody could give me a text and let me know if the sound quality is any better. The sound was kind of choppy at the beginning of the show, so we're trying to make sure that the sound quality is A-OK before we move forward. And let's see. So it looks like I got the thumbs up from the wife saying that the sound is okay now. So we'll go ahead and proceed with today's show, brothers and sisters. Again, let's start back from the top, from the beginning. So I do apologize. You guys know that. All right. Thanks, Brother Rome, as well. You guys know that sometimes the sound is a little choppy. May not be as good, so sometimes I have to redial or maybe use a different phone. We figure it out as we go. So again, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for joining me on today's show. Today we want to talk about get your shizness together, how to get your own shit, S-H-I-T, which if you look at the word S-H-I-T, it is the word this or the word T-H-I-S. Like all the English words, they are manipulation or a rearranging of letters. So if you rearrange the letters, like the word neo for the neocortex, and even the word cortex, which actually means, again, covenant, the word neo, N-E-O, is actually, if you rearrange the letters of the word neo, again, you get the word one. So if you rearrange the letters of the word shit, S-H-I-T, you get the word this, T-H-I-S. So how to get this together? So today, we are simply talking about, again, the best way for you to do three things. Now, the only reason I'm not a multimillionaire is because I'm on step one of the three-step process. I do have a plan, and this plan is guaranteed to work because this plan came from the throne room. And then there's other marketers, there's other gurus, there's other business people out there who are doing the same thing. So my three-step plan is, number one, express. Number two, expose. Number three, expand. I will put my life, I put my children's life on the line for what I'm saying. Now, what does that mean? The biggest problem is people don't know what to express. Now, express, you have to have something to give. You don't have to go get it. You already got it, but you got to know what it is. And after you give it, then you have to be able to go to step two, which is where I'm at. The only reason I'm not a multimillionaire is nobody knows I exist. I get on average 25 to 50 views on a YouTube, 25 or 50. Maybe on a good day, there was a few videos that I had that had like 2,000 views. I got that 22-year-old kid who can get 30,000 views on a YouTube video. 30. Do you know where I would be at if I got 30,000 YouTube views? I know marketing gurus who get 100,000 views on every YouTube video. Have you ever seen like the hip-hop artists? Have you seen Futures? Have you seen Drake? Have you seen Kendrick Lamar? Have you seen the Kardashians? How many YouTube videos views do they get? Millions. Do you know where I would be if I put my information in front of 1 million people? Brother, do you know where I would be right now if I put my information in front of 1 million people? Sister, I would not be sitting here talking to you on this Blog Talk channel from my home. I would be sipping pina coladas on the beach, getting my pedicure and my manicure on, sipping pina coladas and eating escargot. The only difference, brothers, the only difference, sisters, between you and anybody else is scale. That's it. Now, once you understand that, then you're very arrogant, you're very cocky, you come on these shows and you speak with authority because you know where you're going. You don't give a damn about where you're at because you can see the future. So somebody can come up and tell me, oh, Brother Will, you ain't shizness. Today I may not be, but check back with me tomorrow, homie. So I'm here today to tell you to get your shizness together, brother. Get your shizness together, sister. Now, how do you do that? Anybody can come over here and tell you. But my whole purpose in life is to show you what it is that you are to express or give to the public or to the people. And then how do you expose it or ramp it up or market it? And then how do you expand it to a greater market by fine-tuning the niche? Express, expose, and expand. Now, the way that you do that is inside the acronym for the word S-H-I-T. S, self-sufficiency. H, health. I, income. T, together. Turn it around. T, together. H, health. I, income, self-sufficiency. I don't give a bleep how much money you got. If your health sucks, you can have all the income you want. it's not going to do you any good. So you have to start off with getting an understanding that you need to together focus. Now, together meaning that you, yourself, and I, all three of you, your spirit, your soul, and your body should focus on your health, focus on your residual income, and that is going to allow you to be self-sufficient. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people, that they may hear what thus says the Rhema word from the big G, a.k.a. the Pleroma. Now, the Pleroma oscillates and vibrates like this. The Pleroma sends out a signal. That's why he's called the Petar. That's why that the Pleroma is called the great emitter, or the great emissions, or emanations. If you look at all of the ancient texts that existed 25,000 years before the Helios Biblios, if you go back to all of the ancient texts, it talks about the great Pleroma. It talks about Yabato and Samael. It talks about the demiurge, demonic urge. He wanted to express, expose, and expand himself outside of the Pleroma. And the Pleroma says, I don't think so, not up chump. And so he got kicked out, and he decided to do it down here. That's why you're here. So contrary to popular belief, we all excited to express, expose, and expand our own gift instead of God's gift. It's just like if you had a blood cell inside of your body who decided to go rogue and do its own thing. That's called a cancer cell. Now, a cancer cell cuts off communication from all the other cells. It can't receive the signal from the Pleroma from you. And therefore, since a cancer cell, now again, look this up. A cancer cell is a cell that cannot communicate with the other cells. And so it just bumps into the other cells. It causes cellular damage to the other cells. And a cancer cell multiplies 100 times faster than any other cell. That's why cancer grows so fast. That's why when people die of cancer, the cell lost the ability to communicate. That's what happened to you. That's why you're on this planet. You lost your ability to communicate between you and the big G. My job is to reconnect you so that way you can communicate and receive the signal from the Pleroma or from the Pleroma. Right now you're receiving a signal from the demiurge, from the little G. You need to get reconnected, which is the word resonance, which means resound. So I need to like the word regeneration. That's why Noah was spared. He was the only one, him and his family, that was spared because the father said that, remember Noah slept with his own daughter. Now, Noah was a drunk. Noah was a recluse. Noah was not a holy man. I can't find nobody in the Bible that was. David, who was a man after God's own heart, tried to get Uzziah killed so that way he could sleep with his wife, called Bathsheba. And when he didn't take the bait, he slept with her anyway. They produced a son called Absalom. Now, look at Samson. Now, I'm not sitting up here trying to act like I'm some kind of saint. So if it was based upon my morality, all of us would be in trouble. So the father knows that. That's why it is mind-blowing to me when people spend all this time trying to preach and focus on morality when nobody got it. There is none righteous, no, not one. That's what the big G told me. So I gave up on morality a long time ago, and I focused on causality. Because I realize there's something that causes morality. And if I can deal with the cause, I can remove the effect, called getting your shizness together, homie. So now the way you do that, brothers and sisters, is to totally focus all of your time and your attention on your purpose. You got to totally focus on your health, your income, and your self-sufficiency. Now, one of my clients this morning, which I had totally forgot, because I do so many sales and so many specials, and I got so much stuff going on, I totally forgot about my Abundant Life course. Now, my Abundant Life course has been out there, and I offered it, and then I just kind of didn't really promote it because I'm doing 1,000 things. And then I came up with the Memorial Day sale. And so I had this client say, hey, dog, I want the Abundant Life Home Study Course, 13 books plus 3 books, and I want the Genie in the Jeans Memorial Day Special, 10 books for 100 bucks. I'm going to give you 200 bones, and I want both. And I was like, dude, what are you talking about, dude? I ain't got no Abundant Life course out there. City sent me my own YouTube video. And I watched it, and I was like, damn, you know what? You're absolutely right. So then I decided, hey, maybe I should make the offer to everybody else. Because this guy was smart enough to realize that our brother Will bumped his head. So let me take advantage of this. Now, I would highly recommend anybody listening to the sound of my voice to do what that my other client, well, not even a client, another customer, YouTube customer, did. What this dude did was ingenious. I couldn't have thought about it. I should have thought about this myself, but I didn't. I got to give credit what credit is due. I would like to say that, oh, yeah, I planned on doing these two courses at the same time and to give everybody this great opportunity to get their own shizness together. Because with these two courses, man, I'm a little embarrassed to say that you can pretty much steal most of my stuff that costs on average of $5,000. You can pretty much get it for $200. But today and tomorrow is like the last day. Thankfully, I put a date on it for June the 1st. So this guy contacts me and he said, hey, Doc, I want to get your Abundant Life course that ends on June the 1st. And I was like, okay, but I ain't got no Abundant Life. Yes, you do. Here's the video. Oh, damn, I do. And, Doc, you did send out a Memorial Day special, did you not? Yes, I did. That ends on June the 1st too, right? Yes, originally I was going to do it one day, and I decided to do it all the way up until June the 1st. So this very, very, and I got to give the brother mad respect. I got to give him mad props because I didn't even notice it. He said, yeah, let me get that too. So for $200, this dude basically, you know, stole. So I'm going to give you the same opportunity to steal the same thing that he stole. Now, if I was you, instead of paying $499 for one book, you can get 25 books for $199. He combined my life, my Abundant Life Home Study course. Now, if you don't know what that is, I'll send you the email or the YouTube video, or you can log online to my Facebook account. And from my Facebook page, you can see what's all included in that Abundant Life course. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to go through it really, really quickly because I also have the same thing running with my Memorial Day. And let's start with the Memorial Day, which everybody knows about the Memorial Day sale. You buy the book Genie in the Jeans. Now, that book alone is worth $199 just by itself. So this client, that's not a client, this YouTube customer was smart enough to see that I was running two sales concurrently. Now, again, I knew it, but I kind of forgot about it because I started that sale a little long ago. So customer was smart enough to pimp the game and combined both sales because they both end on June the 1st. Now, the first sale, you guys know, you buy the book Genie in the Jeans. That book alone sells for $199. You get to go to my website and pick any 9 books. I've had a great response to that. I would highly recommend that anybody that has not taken advantage of that sale to go ahead and take advantage of that sale. Email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Let me know. Why? Today's message is about you understanding 3 things. Now, multimillionaires are made because they know how to express themselves. Now, everybody that's in the Clarinomics program, you don't know how to, you know, we are learning how to express ourselves. That's first base. But people learn how. Now, I'm really good now at expressing myself. That's what I'm doing right now. What does that mean? That means I can create something out of thin air, like what I just did for Memorial Day, like I just did with the book Genie in the Jeans, and I've done 50 other times. Now, so I've learned how to express myself. Now I got to go to second base. Second base is to expose myself. Now, I'm learning digital marketing. Now, I don't know if you really can wrap your brain around digital marketing, which is similar to metaphysical marketing, but metaphysical marketing totally different from digital marketing because digital marketing used technology. Metaphysical marketing used spirituality. So metaphysical marketing is good to establish the foundation or the blueprint. Digital marketing is good to build it because we live in a digital or technological world. So without understanding digital marketing, you will find yourself with a great product and no audience, like me. Everybody that listens to my shows and my programs, they're like, Doc, we do not understand why you are only getting 50 YouTube views on average of your videos. When I see Drake make a video or somebody else or some rapper that ain't saying nothing, they got 2 million. Or somebody can do like these kids that are making YouTube videos, you know, about putty and about this, that, and other. Or some dude just going in there cracking jokes and doing nothing. And they get 400,000 views in 1 hour. Or what about World Star Hip Hop? Have you ever been to World Star? What is it? World Star? I think it's called World Star Hip Hop. But anyway, have you ever been to World Star? I'm just saying. World Star have all these fights on there. Now, you can go and watch brawls on World Star Video where dudes are getting knocked out on World Star Hip Hop. And in 1 hour, they got 1 million views. And I get 50 views in 6 months? Why? Digital marketing. Number two, in order for you to get your own shizness, is you got to understand metaphysical marketing and digital marketing. Now, digital marketing is the ability to take my pipeline that I have already and my sales funnel that I have already and put it into the best digital channels and the best ad types and the best digital strategy to reach my target market and to personalize it. So therefore, I don't wait for people to come and get me or to stumble across me. I go fishing. I understand my demographics and I target my specific product to reach a particular market. Now that's how you get your shizness together. So number one, you got to express yourself. But before you can do that, what are you going to express? Now, I recommend that you express your Dear Kinnear, not a fad, not somebody else's product. I recommend you have something that is proprietary. Now, if you ever watch Shark Tank, you always know the first thing that Mark Cuban, the first thing that Mr. Wonderful, the first thing that who's the other guy, my boy Damon or whatever his name is, the first thing that the QVC lady asks, the first thing that they all ask is, do you got a patent? Or is it proprietary? Can somebody else go out and undercut you? If you bringing a product to the market and it is grandma's homemade chocolate chip cookies, what is going to stop me from going to make chocolate chip cookies and compete against you? Nothing. Therefore, it's not proprietary. Therefore, we're not investing in your product, your service, or in your information. See, what I got is proprietary because it's a Dear Kinnear. It's only me. What does that mean? That means that it came from me. Now, parts of it is you can go, anybody can go get a personality report. But nobody can go out and do what I do as far as the optimization chart. Nobody can go out and what I do as far as the NATO chart. Other people do it, but they don't do it the way I do it. Because I haven't shared that with nobody. In fact, I haven't shared that with my own wife. If I died today, nobody would know how. They could come close, but nobody knows how to do my 600-page Dear Kinnear report. They got pieces of it. People have been trying to do it, but nobody can do this. I'm the only one because I ain't shared it with nobody. Don't plan on sharing it. I shared a piece of it with somebody already. They start going out there and undercutting me, and they in Atlanta right now doing the same thing. But it's not mine. So I know what to express. Do you? What's your niche? You got to express. Number one, express. Number two, expose marketing. Number three, expand. Without those three things, you can't get your own shizness. You got to depend upon somebody else. Now, remember the word S-H-I-T is a rearranging of the letters T-H-I-S. It means this. So every time somebody says the curse word S-H-I-T, just remember all they're saying is this. This is not a bad word. Shit is a bad word. This isn't. So get this together, brother. Get this together. Get your own this. Get your own totality or together. Get your own health. Get your own income. Get your own self-sufficiency. T stands for the totality of your togetherness, meaning that you are cleronomics, meaning that you got whole brain thinking, meaning that your head and your heart, both of them suckers, are on the same page. Now, that's a big one. That's why you can't express, we can't even, everybody in the cleronomics group and most of the people, we're still on first base. We're still trying to get together what we're going to express. How are you going to expose something to the world and you got holes in it? We can't go on Shark Tank and ask for money, because the first thing they're going to ask is, what is your product? What is your niche? What is your market? You know, how much did you make? What's your cost of goods? What's your profit and loss statement? And is it proprietary? Can you show me your patent or your copyright? Well, what had happened was I got 50 copyrights because I got 50 books. All of them are copyrighted. How many you got? Not you personally, but that's what I'm saying. Express, brother, express. Number one, you got to express something. So that way you can produce residual income. So every month, like right now, I'm just rehashing the same thing. And I'm getting paid. But Brother Will, what do you mean? What are you doing by rehashing? All I did was I just rearranged what I said last month and the month before that 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 and the month before that. I just rearranged what I said and say it again. Just like the word shit is the word this. It just rearranged the letters. And people say S-H-I-T and people say, oh, man, you said a curse word. I'm going to hang up. But the Will is cursing now. All I said was this. I just put the letters in a different order. So if you're saying this, you're cursing. Just like if I just rearranged the letter God. And if I say dog, I'm saying God, because D-O-G is G-O-D. If I say devil, I'm saying I've lived. If I say dessert, I say stress. The word stressed is the word dessert backwards. It's an anagram. Look at the word. See, most of the English language is code. Rearrange the letters. Like I said, the word neo is really the word one. The word responsibility is the word respondability. The word liability is liability. Lie, I'm a lie. And I'm going to tell you, you ain't got no ability. Then you're going to go down there with the SSI, and you're going to file for a handicap. And then I'm going to place a ceiling on your potential. And I'm going to say, I'm sorry, you can only make $12,000 a year in order to receive these SSI benefits. So I'm going to hand a cap. And I'm going to tell you, I ain't going to ask. I'm going to tell you, make more money than this if you want to. You're going to lose your little bit. So what you going to do? You're stuck in poverty because you want. Because you don't believe you've brought into the lie. Well, I don't have no liabilities. I'm not disabled. Now, there's nothing wrong with people who do that. Don't get it twisted. I ain't mad at you. In fact, I show me a disability that pays me what I'm making now, I will be disabled tomorrow. I already checked it out. They say, but Will, you can get paid for being bipolar, man, for having me. Really, how much am I going to get paid? Well, we about $600 a month. So let me get this right. I can't own a handgun. I can't vote. But you're going to give me $600 a month. And if I make more than that, then I got to pay you back. Man, if you don't get out of here, what the hell am I going to do with $600 a month? So now I produce that a day instead of waiting for somebody else to tell me how much money I can make. So it's totally up to you, brothers and sisters. If it is to be, it is up to me. Where there's a will, thank God my name is Will. Because where there is a will, there is a way. And dab nam it, I'm going to create a way. It's called expressing yourself. So back to the story. The guy says, hey, Brother Will, you got two sales running concurrently, homie. Each one of them is $99. I want both of them. So he brought the Memorial Day sale, Genie in the Jeans, and he brought the Abundant Life Course. Now remember, me being the guru that I am, all-knowing, all-powerful, all-present, I totally forgot. I totally spaced, if you want to use that term, that I had a sale already out there when I did the Memorial Day sale. And this client reminded me of that fact, that you got this Abundant Life Course out there, brother. And in this Abundant Life Course, you have a YouTube video out there. And on your YouTube video, you say some, you're saying something that's, I just want to make sure that what you're saying is correct, because that sounds like a very good deal, brother. And I'm like, I don't got no Abundant Life Course out there, dude. I think I know what I got going on, man. I'm all knowing. I'm all powerful. I'm all present. He's like, no, I think you slipped off a little bit, doc. So he sent me the video. So I'll go and I proceed to listen to this video that old boy sent me. And you know what? Wow. I was stupefied. So I'm going to offer the same thing to you that he took advantage of. And if you got, you know, if you're a sharp tool like this client is, you're going to jump on it, because it allows you to take advantage of everything, or not everything, but it allows you to take advantage of a better opportunity. And let me put it that way. So let me play this video for you real quick that old boy sent me. And it's pretty short. It's about 2 minutes.
Life home study course. My brothers and sisters, life and life more abundantly, that is your true destiny. You have been called. You have been equipped. You have been gifted by your creator to live a life of abundance. Life and life more abundantly, that is your true call. That is your true nature. That is what you should be doing. Wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships.
Well, I was going to play it, but let me just tell you what's on the course. It's a little longer than I thought. So basically, there's a YouTube video that I put out there, and it just goes through this the course. And all it is, what I decided to do, and it's still out there on Facebook, matter of fact, it's a home study course, just like my 30 Steps in 30 Days course. Now, I have that course out there, too. And I developed that course years ago. So in the Life More Abundantly course, it's a two-week course. And again, you can complete it at your own pace. But you get book number one, You Are Too Human. Book number two, Dare to Be You. Book number three, How to Remove Negative Habit Patterns. Book number four, Thinking, The Secret to Life. And you get a free book, again, Being God. So you get five books in book in the first week. Then week number two, you get another four books. You get the book Death or Destiny. You get the book Know and Grow. You get the book, or Know How to Grow. And then you get the book, What to Do with Your Life. You get the book, The Voice of God. And then you get a free book, which is the Clarinomics Temple Building book, which explains the Clarinomics Temple Building program. Now, that's 10 books. And you get an additional book, my book, Blueprint for Success, which is just basically a outline of the Eagles Club book. In other words, it's pretty much how to write a business report. It's a blueprint. Then the book, The Number One Cause of Failure, and in that book I talk about, again, which is what we call now your negative habit pattern. I wrote this book like, you know, good 10 years ago. Back then I called it your failure mechanism. So The Number One Cause of Failure. Also, you get the book Grammar, Grammoria, and Grammar Tools. So you get 13 books for $99. And on top of that, if you pay for the course in full, I was also including the entire 30 Steps in 30 Days Wealth Creation course. Now, I had totally kind of forgot that I put that video out there and that I'd offered that course, because it was a great deal. So I didn't really heavily promote it because I didn't want too many people to take advantage of it, because it really was a deal that was kind of too good. But And not only did he get that course, he also got the new program that I got. So for the members that's part of the Clarinomics team, most of the books that's included in the Abundant Life, about half of the books that's included in the Abundant Life course is also included in the Clarinomics course. But there are some books that are not. So you can take advantage of this as well. Same thing as last time. We'll give it for you guys, $50 off. Primarily, though, it's for people that are not members of the Clarinomics program. It's for, like, YouTube listeners, like the guy that took advantage of it. So for all my YouTube listeners, all of my Instagram listeners, all of my listeners on my Spreaker channel, because I post this on Spreaker, and then all the listeners here on Blog Talk Radio that are not part of the Clarinomics program, this is a great opportunity for you to get pretty much about half of the Clarinomics program for $200. So you can take advantage of the Memorial Day special. That you buy one book, you get 9 books free. You can take advantage of the Abundant Life Home Study course. That's 13 books plus the 30 Steps in 30 Days. That's the whole course. That 30 Steps in 30 Days, that course sells for like $299 by itself. So it's a good opportunity for you to combine two sales together, which, again, I just really kind of was an oversight on my behalf. I didn't really intend to run both of those sales concurrently. But as I said, I would definitely honor it because, again, one of my clients saw that. I shouldn't say clients, but one of the customers saw that, hey, Brother Will has two sales that he's running concurrently, so I'm going to take advantage of both sales. I would recommend that you do that as well. Why, Doc? Why do I invest in your products, in your services, in your information? What you are doing, when you invest in me, you invested in myself. You're investing in yourself. Investing, anytime I invest in somebody else's products, I know that I'm taking their knowledge. For example, I'm getting ready to invest in a digital marketing course. Because remember, I'm in phase two. Most of you guys that are listening to me right now, you're in phase one. So in order for me to lead you into phase two, I got the metaphysics of phase two down. I've been doing that already. So I got a book called Metaphysical Marketing that explains phase two. Now remember, phase one, find what to express. That's called a diakonia. It's called a destiny. It's called your niche. It's called your life optimization chart. It's called your life optimization tool. It's what we've been talking about in the Clarinomics program. But you can find it all you want. You can't express it. Well, Doc, how come you can't express it? Well, I tried to express mine 5 times. Well, what happened, Doc? Every time my dream showed up, I got to release my reality. Well, why can you don't release your reality, Doc? Well, that's my security blanket, homie. You don't understand. I've been carrying that sucker around since I was 6. You just want me to drop it like that? That's something called a negative habit pattern. It's something called my fear mechanism. That fear mechanism kicks in every time I want to grow, every time I want to expand, every time I want to expose, every time I want to express myself, fear kicks in and says, "Oh, Brother Will, come on, dog. You're a short black man from Richmond, Texas. You want to do what? Let's be for real, brother. You've come this far. Give yourself a pat on the back. You make a few duckies, but you really think you're going to go out there and do what?" So that little voice in the back of my head says, be safe, be stable, be secure. Don't take no risk. Now, you've taken risk to get this far. You was lucky. You dodged some bullets. You got your knees and elbows scraped up. You got bad credit and all of this stuff to go with it. See, you barely made it by the skin of your teeth. Don't push the envelope, Brother Will. Be happy where you are. Go back home, get you Captain Crunch cereal, turn your cartoons on, and watch TV, bruh. Don't be out here talking about, you know, you want to start making, you know, over $200,000 a year, and bet not talking about you want 25 people to give you $5,000. Who in the hell going to do that? You talking about you want to be a millionaire? Brother, you want a worldwide organization? You want to start doing all of this? Come on, brother, you can't do that. Let's be realistic. See, that little voice is saying the same thing to you. You're going to give Brother Will how much money? You're going to do this? You're going to be do that? Come on, you can't do that. You talking about you want to live an abundant life? Now, I know it says in the Bible, but you don't really believe that in the Bible, do you? You believe that Jesus came that you may have life and life more abundantly? Half of the creators sitting in church, they've been there 30 years. Them suckers ain't living no abundant life. What the hell makes you think you the exception to the rule? Go to the church, man. Look at them old mothers that's been sitting in that same pew for 30 years. Look at their life. Follow now. Don't buy the hype. Talk to their children. Oh, no, 90% of the children that was in the church that I was a minister at for 10 years, none of them go to church. Why come all the children leave and don't come back? I'm just asking the question, brother. I'm going to ask you the question, too. Now, I can bring my five children on here, and all five of them will tell you why they don't go to church. Children ain't stupid. Children see cray-cray. They know when you ain't authentic. They know when the pastor is banging the choir director. You may not know it, but the kids know. Kids can see through because they are pure souls. You used to be like that until you got caught up in the tradition and started to turn. Well, brother, nobody's perfect, so we're just going to look the other way. Now, I'm not knocking nobody. Everybody got skeletons in their closet. I got more skeletons than anybody. So I'm the last person to come over and try to throw shade on anybody. That's not what I'm doing. I'm simply telling you to be authentic. That's all. I'm simply telling you to be real. I'm simply telling you to get your shiznits together. Or, in the politically correct term, take the word shit, S-H-I-T, turn the letters around. You get the word this, T-H-I-S. So, in the meaning of being politically correct, get this together. Well, what is this, brother? What is this? Well, let's totally together. That means all three of you, your spirit, your soul, and your body. How about all three of y'all work together? Let's start there. Number one, you, yourself, and I, not me, you know, all three of y'all. You know, you are many, we are all our miniature splits. Like a boy in the movie Split. Yeah, that's you. You didn't know that you had, that was three of y'all up in there, did you? Yeah, you got a spirit, you got a soul, and you got a body. All three of y'all need to get together and have a conference. Because, see, one of y'all standing alone is easily defeated. Two of y'all standing back to back, yeah, you can conquer. You be all right. But three? If all three of y'all got together, oh, man. A three-stranded cord is not easily broken. So the cosmogrator knows that. So his job is to make sure that your spirit, your soul, and your body, yeah, y'all don't communicate. Because the day that y'all communicate, y'all are together. Then once you get together, bam, H, the letter H kick in. That stands for health. You're going to realize that, hey, eating Captain Crunch cereal every day may not be the best thing to do. I mean, I like Captain Crunch. Let's limit it to Saturdays when the cartoons is on. And knocking down a whole box of Krispy Kreme donuts, how about we just get one of the donuts instead of eating all 12? Yeah, we do that. And we will limit our soda intake because it's good. But we know that, you know, hey, drinking, you know, sugar water is probably, yeah, maybe that may not be that good for us. So we're going to limit that as well, because why? We want to be able to walk up a flight of stairs when we're 75 years old. So we're going to focus on our health. And then after we get the T, we got the H, then we're going to look at the letter I. And the letter I says that, hey, we don't go be in good health, so we're going to live for a long time. So we're going to need something called residual income. Just in case Social Security is not around, we need some money coming in every month automatically, whether we do something or not. So we need to produce products and services and information that, again, is residual. Now, the word residual is an interesting word. There's a few industries like real estate, like insurance, like music, like writing, or becoming an author, like art, where I can take a book. It just takes me 1 year. Well, it takes me, I can write a book in a day. Now, I got to edit it and post and all that stuff, so that takes a little bit longer, but I can write it in a day. But I can get it written and up and published in, for example, my Genie book. This is day 5. Y'all know I sell, start promoting the book before I write it. So today is like day 5. And, yep, I've got one more chapter to edit, and then I'm uploaded and I'm done. So by tomorrow, I'll be sending the book out to everybody. But I started selling it a week ago because I know it only takes me about 3 to 5 days to finish. Now, once I finish this book, I ain't touching it ever again in life. I got a book, that book, Dare to Be You, it's still selling. Wrote it 20 years ago. Residual, homie. Residual. So I got 50, it's like going fishing with 50 poles. Now, every day, I'm not going to get 50 bites. But some days I do. And on those days, cha-ching, homie. Cha-ching. Now, it doesn't happen often. Usually, I get maybe 10 bites, maybe 5 bites. There are some days I don't get no bite. Pickings are slim. But on the days I get 50 bites, I set aside a couple of duckies so the days that I don't get no bites. That's kind of the program. Now, I also figured out that the fish bite cyclically, meaning it's a cycle. So now, coming up into the summertime, fish is biting. Fishing is good. All 50 poles is in the water. All 50 books is, I'm hooking. But I've noticed around the holidays, people are interested in buying books. They buying presents and stuff. So around October, November time frame, I noticed that fish start to bite. So I got to be a little bit more creative, and I got to come up with some new bait. I got to get the fancy bait. That hums, that buzzes, that intoxicates the fish. Because if I don't, the same bait that I use in May and June to catch fish, that bait doesn't work in October and November. See, I figured it out. See, when I first started, I was young, dumb, and stupid. I didn't know. I used the same bait year round. Guess what happened? Crash and burn. So I got the T, all three of us, my soul, my mind, my spirit, soul, and body, we all working together. Health is in order. Now my income. Then once I get that to the place where I want it, it's doing great, but it's not where I want it. Once I get it to the place where I want it, guess what? Bam, I'm self-sufficient. Once I become self-sufficient, then I can expand my market. I can expand my brand globally because now I got a dog that hunts. I figured out all the quirks. See, right now I'm on second base. I ain't on third base yet. I was on first base. That means now before you get to first base, remember, you have to first of all try out for the team. Get a uniform, and then you have to learn how to hit the ball. Now, all of that is what it talks about before you get to Hebrews 6:1. That's all I'm talking about. See, so before you even start to express, you got to, number one, you got to go, we're going to do some one-on-ones. You got to order your Dear Kinnear report. We got to do your life optimization chart. Then we got to reverse your life optimization chart. Then we got to take the Clarinomics Tempo Building Program, and we got to expose your negative habit pattern. Because even if I give you the keys to your Lamborghini, you're not going to drive it. You know why? Scared to death. You're going to tell me, Brother Will, hold up, dog. Lamborghini, them suckers go over 200 miles an hour. A Lamborghini costs $300,000 to $400,000. So if I crash this Lamborghini, now I'm used to driving a Toyota. I'm safe. I'm comfortable. I'm happy. Brother Will, I'm happy with my Honda Accord. Now, I was just kind of, you know, like in Tombstone. I was just shucking around. Remember on Tombstone, the boy said, I wasn't. Play for blood, remember? See, you got a dream, right? You come and say, hey, Doc, yeah, man, Brother Will, I want to make an online business, man. I want to quit my job. I want to do what you do, man. I want to make, oh, you do? Okay. So we go through the program, right, and it's come time to quit that guaranteed check you got coming in every month, quit that job and live by faith. You don't know today, you ain't got no money, and all your bills are due tomorrow. What you going to do, bro? Yeah, put up time then. So when that day shows up, you going to put your dream on the shelf. Probably. That'll take you a couple of times, and then one day you get, you know, your cojones is going to drop a little bit, and you're going to be like, yeah, I'm ready. Where my dream at? Where that Lamborghini at? You're gonna jump in that car, you're going to turn the engine on, vroom, vroom. You're going to hear that Lamborghini engine fire up, you go, oh, hell, what the hell is that? See, you never heard a Lamborghini engine before. Now, you've been driving Hondas, and you've been driving Fords, and you've been driving Chevys, but you ain't drove no Lamborghini, homie. When you turn the key in the Lamborghini, that sucker sound like a freaking aircraft. It doesn't sound like no freaking little six-cylinder that you've been driving. So when you turn that key on in the Lamborghini, it's going to scare your ass. Trust me, bruh. And when you pump that accelerator on the Lamborghini, it ain't pumping the accelerator on no damn Chevy or no Ford. When you tap that Lamborghini, brother, that sucker moves. And you're going to be shocked, and you're going to drive that Lamborghini home. You're going to park it in your driveway. You're going to get out. You're going to say, where's my Chevy? Because driving a Lamborghini, it ain't like driving no Ford. So you got to get your this together, brother. You got to get your this together. Because Yahushua came that you may have life, and life more abundantly, that you can soar like an eagle, but we are always raised with chickens. Chickens are afraid of heights. Eagles, they don't fly through a storm. They fly above the storm. Eagles don't fly through storms, brother. Eagles, they don't do stupid. They don't do cray-cray. Eagles, I don't think eagles really watch Love and Hip Hop or the Basketball Wives or the Kardashians. I don't think eagles watch reality shows. See, eagles, they don't do cray-cray. Eagles, they fly above cray-cray. See, we got to be like eagles, brothers and sisters. We got to fly above the storm. We got to fly above the mess. And that's where our message is. If you rise above the mess, you will find your message. Because your message is the mess with age. The word message is the word mess plus the word age. Got to grow up, homie. You got to grow up. See, when you grow up, you ain't got time for no mess no more. See, you got age now. You're seasoned. You realize what it takes to get your shizness together. And you take advantage of opportunities when they show up. Like the one that I'm presenting today. Well, you can pick up both courses. Each one costs $100. But when you combine them, that's a total of 25 books. That if I added up all 25 of those books, it's about 10, 15 grand. You're getting it for $200. Smart. That dude that contacted me with money, that one of the smartest dudes. I'm like, dude, how'd you pick that up? He's like, well, hey, you offered it, Doc. I was just paying attention. Notice it wasn't free. He sent me that $200 donation quick. He didn't think I was going to honor it. I'm like, nope. I said it. It's good through June the 1st. Today's May the 31st. You got it. So in conclusion, brothers and sisters, again, Memorial Day sale and my Abundant Life course. Again, anybody need more questions, just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. If you would like to take advantage of both courses, either one course by themselves is great. I'm also going to be talking about later on. I'm just making out the details for the people I want to make the Claironomic course more affordable. So we're going to break it down on a per class basis. So that way you can pay per class instead of having to pay for the entire $5,000 course. Still under paying $5,000, but you know, we like that renter center model, you know, where you can go in and, you know, you can pay $20 a week for your rest of your life. And you end up paying, you know, three times worth what the product is worth. But I'm not going to do you like renter center. I'm not going to charge you 50% interest. And so while you paying, man, I remember the first time I went to Rent-A-Center and brought something, and I looked at how much after I paid it off. I think I bought a laptop that cost like $600. And I think when I paid it off, I paid the laptop. My wife paid it off, I think. I don't remember. One of us paid it off. Man, we had paid like $2,500 for a $600 laptop. Now, don't get me wrong. At the time, that $20 a month was banging, brother. I would do it again if all I had was $20 a month. So, rent-a-center model works when you are at that place. The goal is to get to a place where you can walk in and buy that $600 laptop on sale for $350 cash, like I'm offering today. I got a $5,000 course basically you can get today for $200. That's what I'm talking about. That's when you take advantage of the opportunities. That's how you get your shizness together. Be smart. Work with your head, not with your back. So brothers and sisters, thank you so much for joining me today's show. Again, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com for the Abundant Life course. Also for the Memorial Day sale, you want to combine those two. Each one of them is $100. So that way you get, you know, 10 books on one, 15 plus books on the other. Combine those two together, you rocking and rolling. Again, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. And I will see you at the top. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.